11th, stating that seven or more of the alleged hijackers had come forward and claimed that they were victims of stolen identities and were alive and well, living in Saudi Arabia, Morocco, and Tunisia. Why did the commission choose not even to address this? What about the terrorist Omar Saeed Sheikh, now sitting in a Pakistani prison on charges of participating in the kidnapping and murder of Wall Street journalist Daniel Pearl? According to Indian intelligence, this man received orders from a Pakistani general to transfer $100,000 to Mohammed Atta. People all over the world are talking about this story, but not a word about it in the report. What about Osama bin Laden and his role in the Mujahideen backed by the CIA in the 1980s to fight the Soviets? The commission didn't go there. This morning, we will be hearing about these omissions, errors, and about the historical background of September 11th from the collection of experts we have assembled. In the afternoon, we will be looking at the report's recommendations, and I think we will find very little in them that challenges the Bush administration's foreign policy and its war on terrorism. In fact, its recommendations for centralizing America's intelligence networks seems designed to further that agenda. And we will be hearing about how, under the Patriot Act and the dual legal system that has been enacted to allow detainees to be held indefinitely without facing judge or jury, how our civil liberties are being eroded in the name of fighting the terrorists, as if the term terrorist alone tells us all we need to know about our enemies. We need to know about our enemies if we're going to reclaim a future free from the fear of terrorist attacks and weapons of mass destruction. We cannot afford to shy away from inconvenient truths. Many of you may find what you hear today to be inconvenient information. But Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. said, "The ultimate measure of a man is not where he stands in moments of comfort and convenience, but times of challenge and controversy." I encourage you to engage with the issues that are raised. And if you don't agree or don't like what you hear, challenge it. I believe that we should take in what every reasonable person has to say to inform our decisions, because that's the best way to find the truth. And in our pursuit of the truth, I encourage you to emulate the courage and the determination of the September 11th families in their struggle to know what really happened. Thank you very much for being here today.
Thank you, Congresswoman McKinney.